definitely human.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Attention, employees! This special episode of Mars Corp was made possible thanks to the continued support of our amazing fans on Patreon. If you want a piece of the action, check out patreon.com/definitelyhuman.
Meat, meat, meat. We love meat. It's a cute boy treat we like to eat.
No. Sorry. Nope. Can't do that. Nope.
Listen, Miss Kinsley, if you'd like to make a formal complaint, you can... I understand that, but she's very busy at the moment. Ah, no. I wouldn't advise that. Hello? Hello? Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hello yourself. Do you have an appointment?
I'm here to see Joe.
She's very busy.
Okay.
I'm Sue Wolf, Joe's personal intern. Is there something I can help you with?
I'd rather it was...
No need to be coy. Anything you can say to Joe, you can say to me.
I need someone to sign this medical clearance form for my new job.
I'm perfectly capable of handling that.
It's
all right, I'm all done. Time of death, 11:13. Ah, good morning, Brian, why are you here?
Well...
I was just about to give Brian a checkup.
Not to worry, give that here. Let's see, you need this signed, do you?
Yes.
All right, done. You'll have to cancel my 3 o'clock, Sue. A group of tech guys, Team 11, got hit by some kind of powerful radiation when they were fixing some old junk from the Uncharted Zone. Their bodies are now completely covered in thick, glossy hair. It's quite remarkable.
Hang on a second. Hey, Joe!
What?
Don't you need to, you know, do a checkup? Make sure I am actually physically fit.
You look fine.
Well, that's not...
You can show yourself out. I've got rather a lot to be...
Listen to me!
What?
Maybe I don't feel fine.
Mars Corp Human Capital. Brian Durant.
Okay, your leg is just terrible, but there's nothing we can do about that, and that ear is still missing. Has anyone found that yet? No? It'll turn up. Your new robot hand looks all right.
It itches like crazy.
Yes, well, that's Tech's problem, not mine. Look, you're more or less fine. What is this new job, anyway? Were you replaced by a robot or something?
No, actually, I got promoted.
Congratulations.
I work for one of the new franchise chains now. I'm a delivery man for Serious Donuts.
That sounds boring.
Yes, exactly. It's the one good thing I've got going for me.
Sigh. Look, in my professional opinion, you are perfectly capable of fulfilling your functions as a Mars Corp employee.
Okay.
Has anything else been bothering you?
Well, I've been getting these headaches.
Headaches, eh? All right, well, that's interesting. Any recent head trauma?
Not recent.
Well, you're in luck. We've got some new equipment found in storage. Take a look at this.
Ah! What is that thing?
Cute, isn't it? It's called a diagnostic sarcophagus. If there's something the matter with you, this baby won't stop probing until it knows what it is. It's really quite invasive. Let me just switch it on.
Oh, shareholders! It's like a Martian-shaped box full of needles and tubes.
Yes, that's a fair assessment. Okay, get your kit off.
What?
Come on, quickly, I don't have all day.
Have you had many patients use this thing?
Oh, no, you'll be the first to try this prototype.
Prototype?
In you get. There we go.
Okay.
Now just try to relax, this will only...
Dr. Yun to see you, Joe.
Joe.
Yun. Thank you, Sue, that will be all.
Is there anything I can get you, Yun? Tea? A plate of biscuits?
Oh, Sue. It's time to stop this silly nonsense. I'm old enough to be your father. I'm sure you'll meet a nice boy your own age. Someone will sweep you off your feet, give you the moon. I'm just an old fool. Oh, to be young again.
Oh, right.
Bad luck.
Joe, we've got a problem. Team 11's condition is getting different.
You mean worse?
Difficult to say. They've developed unbelievable physical strength.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
And height.
I see. Right. I better take another look at them. I'll be back in a moment, Brian.
Okay. Well, this is kind of relaxing, I suppose. Yep. Just lying here with my thoughts. I'm fine. Oh, why do these things happen to me?
Cerebral hemispheres.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Probing. Scan complete.
There was me thinking I'd finally have some peace and quiet.
Accessing consciousness.
Shut up!
Installing program.
Wait, what?
Initializing.
What's going on?
Hey there, sport!
Hey?
Ready to get started?
What?
All right, let's go!
Yeah, what? Where? What's going on? Where am I?
Brian! You made it! Come on up, buddy!
Who are you? I don't understand.
Welcome to your brain! This is the Getting to Know You program, an interactive tour of your mind and body. I'm Ben. And I'll be your guide on this immersive look into your mind space landscape!
I'm in a program?
That's right, buddy! Shall we get going?
No! Stop! Stop program! Exit tour! This is too weird! Get me out of here!
Ooh! I'm afraid we can't do that, partner! You've got a lot to learn about yourself first! Doctor's orders!
But...
Follow me! We'll start at the bottom and work our way up!
Right, Brian, let's see how you're... What the... Where's Brian?
We needed the room, so we wheeled him out into the corridor.
Oh! Brian! You're still with us, Brian.
Well, it doesn't appear to be doing anything.
The lights in the eyes have lit up, so I assume the patient is still inside.
Inside? I thought it was a robot.
I thought it was haunted.
Ah, Brian, there you are.
We have a problem.
Do we?
Yes.
You mean with Brian? Brian? You all right in there, Brian? Say something, man.
Do you know what this thing is?
Sort of.
The mechanism has locked and the patient is unresponsive.
How strange. Wait a second. Dr. Yun, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Don't lie to me. You're clearly in pieces, man.
It's Susan. She's leaving me.
Because you're married to the job?
Yes, exactly.
Bad luck. Do you need a minute?
No. I need to do my work. I'm a doctor. It's in my DNA.
No, it isn't.
I was speaking figuratively.
Ah, I see. So how do we get Brian out of this bloody thing?
I'm not sure. Perhaps we could just...
I'm sorry, boss. I couldn't stop her.
Who?
Where is he? Where's my patient?
Angelica Kinsley. For shareholder's sake, what is it this time?
Brian Durant. I have a scheduled appointment. Why are you still holding him?
He complained of a headache. I decided it would be best to run some tests.
Right, well, you've done them now, so hand him over. His headaches are probably the result of a cavity infection.
There's nothing wrong with his teeth.
And what would you know? Brian is mine. Give him to me. Where is he?
He's in there.
What?
He's in the diagnostic sarcophagus.
Well, get him out!
We can't.
But from here, all that oxygenated blood is pumped around the rest of the body. Say, have you noticed, Brian, how all the individual parts of your body work together in harmony for the benefit of the whole system? Every piece knows its place. Every piece is essential to the well-being of the whole.
What about the appendix?
Save your questions for the end of the tour, Brian! And this leads us neatly into your diagnosis! The program is complete, and I've determined what's wrong with you, Brian!
I mean, where to start, right? My leg, my hand, my...
No, no, no! Those are all purely superficial! Don't worry about any of that!
Okay.
You see, your problem, Brian, is that you're a bit of a downer!
What?
You got a real bad attitude, Brian, and it's a drag.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yikes! There you go again! Brian, this is serious! If we can't fix this, I just don't see how we're gonna move on!
What do you mean? The tour's over. I can go now, right?
Brian! Buddy! Of course you can't! You're sick, Brian, and you and me are gonna stay right here until you're better! I'm here for you, buddy!
According to the instructions leaflet, the diagnostic sarcophagus has installed a program in Brian.
That doesn't make sense.
No, I've never seen anything like it.
Well, just uninstall it then. Control-Alt-Delete. Drop it in the trash. Why are we all standing around here wasting time?
Cool it, Angelica. This is Brian's mind we're talking about here. We don't want to do anything hasty.
Joe, we need to talk. Team 11 has become aggressive to the staff. We need to restrain them.
Damn it! Is this why you look so roughed up? Did they do that to you?
No. One of the nurses did this to me in the supplies closet. I was weak.
Bad luck. Anyway, I better deal with the aggressive patients.
Let me go, boss. I can get authorization from base management to use the peace sticks.
I'll handle it.
What about Brian?
Well, he's not going anywhere, is he?
Don't you raise your voice at me!
Don't push me, Angelica! I push back harder!
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Oh, for shareholders' sake! You two do this every week!
Be quiet, Sue. Where's my coffee?
You didn't ask for coffee.
Well, use your intuition, dammit. If you want to be head of this department someday, you'll need to step up.
That's what I'm trying to do. Let me handle Team 11.
Dammit, you're right. My problem is I care too much. But I need to learn to delegate and, more importantly, I need to trust you. Go. Make me proud.
I will.
I know you will.
I know you know I will.
Good, then.
Good.
Good.
So, what do we do about Brian?
We need to know what's going on in there. Luckily, we found some new tech in one of the Uncharted zones. Take a look at this!
Ooh!
This is the Pyramid of Piercing Light. It scans on every known wavelength of radiation.
So what? You're going to put the sarcophagus inside that thing?
Yes.
Have you ever used the Pyramid of Piercing Light before?
No. But I've got a good feeling about this one.
I've got a good feeling about this, Brian!
What are you doing? Is this a classroom?
That's right, Brian. You're back in school, and there's a lot to learn. Have you studied the reading material provided?
You mean this 800-page manual?
Excellent! Then you're ready for the Mars Corp personality quiz. Don't worry, there are no wrong answers. There are suboptimal answers, however, and grave penalties for them.
Oh, shareholders.
Question number one! Your colleague has been replaced by a robot, and they're not taking it well. How do you respond? Do you tell them that this is an opportunity to use their unique skills in a new vocation of their choosing? Or comfort them by explaining that the robot is far more efficient at their job, and that this has been a productive move for Happiness Inc. and its subsidiaries and holdings?
Well, obviously, I would, Right. I see what's happening here. The second one.
Well, all right! Question number two! The base manager has asked you to do something that might be dangerous. Do you consult the employee handbook, making sure that the appropriate risk management steps have been taken to protect you from harm? Or Do you trust your base manager's instincts? They know what they're doing.
I mean, the second one.
Interesting. Question number three. You're doing great, Brian. Here we go. It's an hour before your big presentation, and your coworker has lost all the slides. What do you do? Do you try to reconstruct the presentation together? Mistakes happen. Or report your coworker for incompetence and insubordination. The presentation is only the first casualty of their inefficiency.
The second one.
Correct! Oh, I mean, that's a great response. I guess we'll see how it pans out. Final question. You have been given a written citation for wasting company time. How do you respond? Do you write and present an appraisal emphasizing your contribution to productivity and workplace innovation corporate synergy? Or do you accept your failure and consider how to not disappoint Happiness Inc. and its subsidiaries and holdings working environment in the future? Yes? Go on.
My answer... It's the...
There are no wrong answers, Brian! Just be honest!
The second one...
Brian, I have great news!
What?
It is my absolute pleasure to inform you that brain alteration will not be necessary!
Wait, was that a possibility?
You passed the test with flying colors, Brian! You really nailed it! It is my firm belief that you are ready to get back out there. And, furthermore, I've got a feeling you won't be complaining about how you're feeling anymore. Am I right, buddy?
Yeah?
This is the end of the tutorial, Brian. If you've got any more queries about Mars Corp and your specific place in the system, please don't hesitate to install the Advanced In-Depth Assessment Kit. Until then, have a good, company-approved life, buddy.
What?
See you in your dreams!
We have to do something!
But what? Why did you have to turn that thing on?
How was I supposed to know the Pyramid of Piercing Light would drain the power from the whole department?
That's just it. You didn't know. You gambled on a man's life. And now your arrogance will doom us all.
Well... That's just your opinion.
Joe, we need to talk.
Dr. Yun, where on Mars have you been?
I fell in love with a patient.
Okay.
She's the one. I'm overcome with emotion.
Yes.
But there's a complication. The patient is terminally ill.
Bad luck.
Yes.
Can we please do something about the Pyramid of Piercing Light? It is literally the most immediate and pressing danger in the room right now.
It's Team 11! Their electric cage has mysteriously lost power! They're loose!
Oh, I wonder how that could have happened.
All right! All right!
Please get to the ready, everyone! We can't let them escape this room! We'll die fighting if we have to!
I always knew this day would come.
Ah! Help! Get back! Get out!
We're all going to be killed. I'm almost certain this is your fault, Joe.
Oh, will you shut up?
Gasp!
Just about enough of you, Angelica. Why are you even here?
You know why I'm here.
Do I?
Do you know what your problem is?
No, but I'm sure you're going to tell me.
What? What's going on? Oh, wow. I'm back.
Dora Bix!
Oh, how original!
Hello? Guys?
Everything about you seems to be specifically designed to make my blood boil!
Oh, as if you have blood. You're not a person, Joe. You're a tool, a cruel, unfeeling machine!
You're a stuck-up, spoiled brat with daddy issues and a narcissistic personality disorder!
Just shut up and kiss me!
Hello? Oh, shareholders, what's happening? What's going on? Somebody help me!
Attention, employees! Wonderful news! Mars Corp has been voted best company by a board of totally impartial judges. Isn't that awesome? Congratulations, everyone. Well deserved. Collect your free celebratory gin and tonic at your nearest VendiBot, and then get back to work.
Brian? Brian, are you there?
What? What happened?
You fainted. Right after you were released from the diagnostic sarcophagus. I realize it must have been rather disorientating for you. Luckily, Yun was able to disable the pyramid of piercing light by unplugging it from the socket. Sue chose to let Team 11 go rather than ending the conflict in blood. I understand they live in the vents now. Oh, and I apologize if I seem overly emotional.
What?
I've had a rather disturbing realization. You see, I have... feelings for a colleague. I suppose they're always there, under the surface. Regretfully, these feelings are more than mere lust. I'm sorry to say that it would seem I am in love. Damn it.
Bad luck?
Yes.
Did we ever figure out what was wrong with me?
Sigh. Yes, the results are in. The headache was brought on by high levels of stress. You just have to learn to relax more, Brian.
I'll bear that in mind.
You may go.
Oh, thank the shareholders.
Hang on a moment. I've just received the results of the Pyramid of Piercing Light's body scans.
Yes?
According to this, you're pregnant.
There's literally no way that can be true.
Only one way to be sure. Get back on the bed, Brian.
That was Mars Corp Human Capital, Brian Durant. Written by David Knight and Maximilian John, and produced and edited by David Knight, David Price, and Tom Darling. Starring Susanna Gordon, John Day, Pippa Caddick, Robert Benedetti Hall, James Naylor, Lexi Davis, David Knight, and Lexi McDougall. Music by John Day. For full credits and more information, visit MarsCorpPodcast.com. Mars Corp Human Capital is dedicated to all the beautiful Earthlings who support us on Patreon. If you want to help us make Mars Corp Season 2, head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman and make a pledge. You can also support Mars Corp by rating and reviewing it on iTunes. Today's password for Wi-Fi and oxygen access is 1518. Mars Corp is a Definitely Human production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.